RoboCab or an autonomous taxi is our conception of where autonomous vehicle technology might go in a few years. The idea is that the car drives itself. Essentially, it has sensors, both video and radar, as well as actuators to control the steering, acceleration, braking, etc. of the vehicle. And the long-term goal is for it to be completely self-contained with no human intervention. Essentially, a person gets in the car and they're driven around like a chauffeur.
So your paper has looked at these in terms of emissions and greenhouse gases and compared them to sort of other lightweight vehicles. Your study has said it's up to 94% more efficient. How did you come to that conclusion?
We based all of our hard data on well-published research, primarily the U.S. National Academy of Sciences. But the reason why these vehicles can be so much more efficient than today's is through a combination of three synergistic effects. The first, that if you drive a vehicle on electricity rather than gasoline or petrol, it is inherently a more efficient means of transportation, and the fuel itself is inherently lower carbon than petrol, meaning for every watt hour of power that you get out of it, there are less greenhouse gas emissions from the electricity than from the gasoline. Then the second is that the vast majority of trips taken in the US are with one or two people. And so we said, well, these cars could be a lot smaller than a conventional vehicle. Then the third thing is that the electricity grid is getting greener, lower carbon intensity as we speak. Put that all together, and you can get up to a 94% reduction relative to cars today. That's on a per mile basis.
That seems like quite a large, well, it quashes our emissions to practically nothing, really. One thing that struck me, though, is isn't car ownership on the rise? Did you take that into consideration as well?
We didn't really look at the trend so much as look at the potential for if a person chooses to hitch a ride rather than buying an autonomous vehicle themselves, what would be the difference in carbon emissions and would that be a net positive for the environment?
I just want to pick apart the visibility issues here because you've already mentioned it, people not wanting to reduce their mileage. But what about how people might use robocabs in the future? Might there be like a luxury package that might resemble, I don't know, a mobile living room, but would be much less efficient?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that is a possibility, and it's definitely something that we and other researchers have been thinking about and honestly haunted by. But we think that there's going to be a lot more appeal on the smaller end, and the reason for that is primarily economic. Not only would these vehicles be much better for the environment, they would actually be cheaper than driving a privately owned vehicle.
At the moment, autonomous vehicles aside, electric cars aren't very good. Their range is rubbish. I've had numerous stories of people getting trapped without any electricity or power supply.
The batteries that we see in today's electric vehicles do have limited range, but this is only a problem if you are going to be relying exclusively on this vehicle. With the shared vehicle model that we are envisioning, the situation is quite different because now you're talking about a person who is in the car sometimes for only a few minutes at a time and won't use up much of that battery's capacity. So let's say that it's an 80-mile battery. And each person takes a 10-mile trip, just for instance. So that means that you could satisfy eight customers' needs before the car has to go offline and recharge. And the beauty of having a robot in charge is that it can determine whether it can take this next ride because it knows where the person wants to go, or if it's time to go offline and recharge it. As the batteries get better, this performance issue will become even less of an issue.
Okay, you've convinced me that
Oh,
robocabs
good.
will be the future. When might I be able to ride in one?
Well, Google has announced that they will have fully self-driving vehicles available by 2017, and most other manufacturers all indicated their interest in developing autonomous vehicle technology. But all of these are going to be hitting the road, so say the manufacturers, around 2020. This is really good news because vehicles and personal transit specifically has been a very difficult part of the energy economy to remove the carbon from. We think we know ways to remove a lot of the carbon in the electricity sector, for instance. Cars can be made more efficient too, but there's a limitation to how low you can go, both because of user behavior. Can you really force people to drive less than they want to? And the gasoline or petrol is difficult to replace with non-fossil alternatives. Electricity is one fuel which is gaining widespread interest, as well as hydrogen, but both of these technologies are quite expensive relative to the alternatives, and so it's been difficult for these to get much of a foothold.